Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. Amen. The title of our message is God of All Comfort. Jesus says, I will not leave you comfortless, that I will give you the Comforter. He was speaking of the Holy Spirit. He says that this God, the true God, is God of all comfort. And the apostle says that he comforted us in our tribulations, and so that we can also comfort others with the same comfort of God. That means they had the comfort in them, the Comforter. That's what he says. He says, if you love me, keep my word, and I will pray the Father. He will give you another Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because they seeth him not, neither do they know him. But the apostle says that we have been comforted, and therefore we go with the message of comfort. We preach the Comforter, that he came upon us, and so we comfort others with the same comfort. That God is the God of all comfort. What comfort? See Romans chapter 15, in verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Fantastic. It says that the scriptures is given to comfort us. So God is God of all comfort means that God is God of all scriptures. That all scripture came by the inspiration of God, the apostle wrote. Now he says that we know that all things that are written in the Holy Bible were written for our learning, for to instruct us, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope, the hope that maketh not ashamed, that the scripture is the comfort of God. And therefore, when he says that he is God of all comfort, he says God of the comfort of the scriptures. That he gave the scriptures to make us comfortable, to make us to be rest assured. And that's why he says that he will not leave us empty. He didn't leave us empty. He gave us the Comforter. That's what Jesus says. He says, I'm going, but the Father is going to give you another Comforter, sure and steady, undiable Comforter. He doesn't die. That when God will make promise to Abraham, he gave him the Comforter. Let's see that in Hebrews chapter 6. See the comfort that God gave to Abraham. Reading from verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. He said, when God made a promise to Abraham, he didn't leave him empty. He gave him comfort, the comfort of his word, of the scriptures, so that he can lay hold on the scripture that the God swore. He took an oath. He reinforced his promise to Abraham through the scriptures. He didn't just speak to Abraham and left it that way. He says he put it in script. And so also he's saying to us that he didn't come to save us. Jesus made a promise that he would save us. And now he said that he did not leave it like that. He put it in writing. That's why he says the comfort of the scriptures, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. So he gave us an eternal assurance and guarantee. He said that the insurance is the scriptures that we can lay hold on, sure and steadfast, in that we can feel comfortable that God is not going to alter it, alter this business, this covenant, which he put in writing. And so he's saying to us that the scripture is that comforter Jesus was speaking of when he was talking to his disciples. He was speaking to them. He said, you don't understand what I'm saying. Let's read that in John chapter 16. Hear what the master said. Reading from verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He said it is necessary that he go away from the flesh. You know, the word of God was made human. He says that it is necessary for him to return to where he came from. That if he doesn't go away, the Comforter will not come. Who? The Comforter of the scriptures. That when men make a will, the will has no power at all as long as the man who made the will is alive. Then when the man dies, the will comes into effect. Jesus says that as long as he remains with us, the will of God cannot have effect. What will? The scriptures he gave. That he made a promise. He said, it is necessary I go. When I go, the Comforter will come. The comfort of the scripture, you will know that it is sealed eternally, cannot be uttered. That when men die, you cannot utter their will. He's not alive again in the flesh. And so then they execute the will. And so he's saying to us that it is necessary. He told the disciples that I go away. If I don't go away, the comfort of the scriptures will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send the comforter. And then you will know that this comfort cannot be removed. Why? Because he that gave the assurance, he that gave us the guarantee, abides forever. That heaven and earth shall pass away. But this God cannot pass away. That the Holy Scripture is that God, which he is speaking to them that was made flesh, that came as a human. He says, I return. When I return, where I am, you will be there also. You will know the comfort I was telling you of. Look at what it says in verse 8 of John 16. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Are you hearing? He said, because they don't believe, that they have an evil heart of unbelief, that the scripture was preaching the wilderness. 40 years they didn't believe on him. He says that is the judgment, and they perish in the wilderness. He says of sin, because they believe not on me. He came to his own receive him not. In verse 10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. This is the right way to see me. That's what he's saying. He doesn't want us to see him anymore, the apostle says. He said, we used to see him as a man, as a human. But now we see him no more. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, the old is gone. He said, that's the right way. You look at him in the flesh, he said, that's the wrong way. You need to look unto Jesus. He said, we have assurance, assurance steadfast, looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. That whosoever look into this perfect law of liberty, into this Christ, the veil is removed. What veil? The veil of flesh and blood is removed. Jesus is that remover that takes away the dead flesh from us. That the scripture is the converter. That anyone that looks into this scripture, he says, looking the right way. He says, he convert the soul. Who? The comforter. In verse 11 of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Do you know Jesus judged the flesh? He condemned sin in the flesh. Who? The word of God. Judged sin. That's why he says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to take away sin from us. That's why Jesus came. He said he judged the God of this world and made a public show of him, triumphing over him in it. He says, but you don't know what I came for. When the Comforter comes, look at what he said again in verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. It means you cannot understand it now, he's saying to the disciples. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me again. A little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Say, a little while, you will see me. A little while, you will see me again. Jesus said to them, he says, a little while, you will not see me in this form again. In this human flesh again. You will see me. Your understanding will be open. You will see me in God. I will no longer be in the flesh, because I go to God. I go to the Father. And that in that day, you will know that I'm in the Father. You in me and I in you. Who is the Father? Our Father Jesus says that he goes to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. That he had gone to that everlasting Father. That is why he says that these children of God are not born of flesh and blood. They are born of the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Born again by the truth of God. He says, when the Spirit of truth is come, who is the truth? The word of God. The scripture is the true God. He said, when his Spirit comes upon you, you will understand the word. You will understand me. You will know me. And so he's saying to them that they don't know what he's saying. He has many things to speak to them concerning his word. The disciples' mind has not been turned to the scriptures. They don't have his Spirit. Now he says that when the Spirit of the scripture comes upon them, he will be testifying of me. He will show them from the pages of the Bible, the living Son of God, that all scripture came by his Holy Spirit, that God gave birth to the scripture, that the scripture is indeed the Son of God. And so he said that when he comes, he would be teaching us the truth of the Comforter, that the Holy Spirit has given us comfort through his word. So that the Spirit that spoke to the prophets and all the apostles gave an assurance of his word. He put it in writing. He said, it is done. That this word we have in the Bible is steadfast, is sure. That's why it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It cannot be changed. It cannot be altered. It's written. And so he's saying that this is the comfort he wants us to lay hold on to. That when they now hold on to the scriptures, then they will feel comfortable. They now know that all the why Jesus, whom they were looking unto, does not endure, doesn't abide in the flesh. No, it is the word that God is speaking of. When he says Christ abided forever, he's talking of this Christ, the Son of the living God. Not in the flesh. He only came for a season to open our eyes to the Christ, to the Christ of God. And so he said, when he has finished, when he returned, the Spirit will come. Whilst he was in the flesh, they cannot understand. He said, but when he goes, they will understand. And so he's saying to us that when the flesh is gone from us, when our imaginations is taken away from the flesh, and then we turn to the living Jesus, this one that speaks and talking to us from heaven, from the Spirit, he said, we will not hear him. That's why he says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I will please hear you him. That the scripture is talking. But he said, we cannot hear. The reason is because we are not listening to him. We are not able to hear what the Spirit says. That the Spirit has spoken. And that which he has spoken, he put it in writing. He said, that is the comfort that we were not there when he spoke, but he has given us comfort so that in any generation we can receive the comforter. That when the disciples now saw that it is the scripture that came in as a human, it is the scripture that died and was raised, that according to the scripture, that he would die. According to the scripture, he'll be raised again on the third day. According to the scripture, he was sent into glory. They now lay hold on the scriptures. They now find that it is the scripture that is being fulfilled. It is the scripture that is the author and the finisher of our faith. So that's why he says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, who is the Savior, it says the scriptures. That he saved our soul in Christ. That God save us in Christ by his word. He said, if you abide in this word abide in you, you can never perish. That people put things and store them so that it doesn't perish. He said, God has stored our life in the scriptures. He has kept our soul in the scriptures. And that when Christ will come, those who are in him shall be glorified together. That God knows everyone that is his. And now he says that he knows those who are his. That is why he said, I know Abraham. That he's not God of the dead, he's God of the living. That Abraham is alive in him, he's alive in Abraham. He says, I know Moses. I speak to him face to face as a friend. We talk. He's my servant. And so he's saying to us that anyone that seeth him, that's the way of the Father. He said he shall raise that person up on the last day, that he came so that we can see him. That until this day, when the scripture is read, no one sees him. And that is the reason why he came. He came to give us the comforter. He came to bring us to the comforter. So that we will be in him, he will be in us. And that his comforter is the scriptures. And that when his spirit enter us, then we are comfortable. We see we will not be bothered anymore. We will not be looking for Jesus. They were looking for him. They said, we don't know where they kept his body. He said, you fools and slow to believe all that the prophets have written, have spoken of. Or Christ not to have suffered and enter into his rest. So you don't know where Christ entered? That Christ has entered into that veil that was covered with a curtain. That is Christ. And so you don't know that Christ has entered into that place that is sure and steadfast. And that it is Christ that was moving with them in the wilderness 40 years that they tempted and sinned against. It is Christ. They disobeyed in the city of Jerusalem. All of them went into captivity. It is Christ. Who? The scriptures. Now, he said to us that when the Spirit comes upon you, you would obey Christ. You would turn to Christ. And that's what the apostle says. And the Word was made flesh. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. That truly the Son of God is come. That the Word was made flesh. And that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. That is why he said, comfort, comfort ye Jerusalem. That they that dwell in darkness shall see the light of Christ. And he came and came to show us the way. He said he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. They didn't know the true God. He says his people did not know him. So he came and says, I am that true God. I am that living one. I am the only God. And so he's saying to us that he gave us his word so that we can have the comforter. That is why he says anyone that receives him cannot perish. He is an everlasting inheritance. That God gave us inheritance through Christ, through the scriptures. And he says anyone that has the Son has that inheritance, that he has given us eternal life. That the scripture is eternal is what he's saying to us. That's why he's the comforter. And he's done permanently. That the inheritance God has given to us, the everlasting inheritance, is the Holy Bible. This is what he wants us to inherit. He wants us to inherit Christ, the real Christ. That all others shall be wiped away, but this Christ abided forever. And that Christ, he said, is the true planting. That God planted Christ so that he would save us. It is God's doing. It has nothing to do with us. God did it before the foundation of the world. That he's going to give us inheritance. He said that inheritance is his word. And then before he will give us this word, he came as a human. And then died and that gave us the legacy. He now gave us Christ to inherit. That through Christ, we become partakers of the divine nature. That through these things that God has given to us, that's why he says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. They didn't know he was talking of the scriptures. That the comforter is coming. They didn't know he was talking of the scriptures. See, when this comforter is come, then you will feel comfortable, but you can't understand it now. And so he's saying to us that we have the comforter. Jesus gave us the comforter. and that he didn't just go away as men die, they leave their will. He didn't leave those who inherit what they have helpless. They made a will. He said God made a will for us. That will is the Holy Scriptures. And that the same Holy Scriptures is the inheritance. He gave us the will and the inheritance wrapped up in one, in Christ. That what we are to inherit, that's why he said, when he will make a promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by a greater, he swore by himself. When God will make a will and give us inheritance, he made the will the inheritance. That cannot be altered, can be changed. He can't die, he can't perish. It's everlasting will and everlasting inheritance. He says, take it and eat. That this is the comfort that cannot be taken away from you. He told Martha, he said, Mary has taken to this one, which will not be taken away from her forever. That's why he says, I will pray the Father, he will give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth that will be with you forever. Because this Jesus is forever. I will not leave you. Let's read that in John chapter 14. Hear what it says. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Verse 18 is the test. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's amazing. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, Jesus says. That is true. He died once as a human, but he's alive forever in God. He died no more. So he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I have power to lay down my life, power to take it up. He says, I will come to you. When I come, you will know me. You will not be looking for me. That's what the apostle said. Don't say who's going to bring Christ from above, bring him down. Or who's going to go to the grave and bring him up again. That the word is near you. The scripture is near you. Even the word which we preach. That if you believe in your heart, that the scripture is the Lord Jesus, and confess him with your mouth, you shall be saved, saith the eternal spirit. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will be with you. You know, he was with them when they now knew, when the spirit came on the Pentecost, they now know that he's with them. That's why Peter says that this is what he said, that in the last day, he's going to pour out his spirit upon many, upon sons and daughters. They will prophesy him. And so they were speaking of him. He's alive in the spirit. And he came upon the 120 of them. The spirit of the scripture was speaking, testifying of this Jesus. And the Peter said, be it known unto you that Jesus whom you reject is whom God has glorified. God has exalted him. And that there's no other name under heaven where we can be saved, except the name of the word of God. That Jesus is the word of God whom you rejected. Whom we preach the word. We establish the word. That is our message. He once was in the flesh. He's now in the spirit. It is him that is speaking in us, the apostle told them, that we are his witnesses. As he said he would do, that his spirit will come upon us. When the spirit of the Bible come upon you, you will preach the Bible. As the true Son of God, as the true Word of God, that is the Comforter. And then he says, you may kill us, but you can't stop the Word of God. St. Paul says, you may put me in prison, but the Word of God is not bound, never. We may go as men, but the word abides forever. This word is being preached to us by the gospel. Peter said, before I go, I will put you in remembrance that we have a more sure word of prophecy that you do where you take heed to the scriptures as the daylight that shineth more and more until the day dawn and the day star, until Christ arise in your heart. We know him. We know whom we preach. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.